Good afternoon again, friends. Good to have you tuning in to listen to a short message from the Word of God. We trust that it will stir and encourage and challenge your heart. Just stand at a cash machine here in Lisburn. It's been here for many, many years. I was out walking the dog the other night. I was walking past it and I had almost like a flashback memory of being in the town with my dad one day. Whenever I was just a little boy, I think he brought me out to buy me something for my birthday or something like that. And it was a beautiful summer's day in Bow Street, blue skies, remember it well, probably wearing shorts at the time. And we came just up the street here, past the Ulster Bank, and Dad stopped, got his wallet out, got out a plastic card, put it into the hole in the wall, and all of a sudden the money came out below it. And I used to think, well, it was the first time I'd ever seen it in my life. Must have been away back in the mid-1980s or early 1980s. And I remember thinking, I know what I'm going to ask Santa for this year. One of those wee plastic cards. And you just go to the hole in the wall in Bow Street and you stick it in and you can have as much money as you need or as you want. I thought it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And of course, I didn't understand that you had to have the money in the bank in the first place. You had to have credit in the bank for that card to work. It wasn't just a free-for-all that you just have this little card and you can have as much money as you like. And I was thinking about that just last night out walking the dog. And I thought so often that's how people are with regards to God and prayer. And there's the idea almost that if there's a God in heaven and I pray to him, he should give me whatever I want, whatever I ask for. But the problem is none of us, naturally speaking, have any credit in heaven. And we've nothing to draw on. We've no resources in heaven. And so many people, for them, prayer is just like a shot in the dark. They're praying and they're hoping that something might happen, but it doesn't really happen. And they go away disappointed and they think, God did not answer my prayer. And the problem is they had no credit in heaven. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Are you talking about having a whole catalogue of good works? And if we do so many good things, that kind of builds up our credit account in heaven. And then whenever we need something, we can come to God and put the card in and treat God like a vending machine and get what we want and go on our way. Not at all. None of us, naturally speaking, regardless of how self-righteous we might view ourselves to be, naturally speaking, we have no credit at all in heaven, and God has no obligation at all to answer any of our prayers. But the lovely thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he has made unto us righteousness. His righteousness, whenever we come to him and trust him as our Savior, our sins are put upon his account, our debts are put in his account, and his righteousness is put in our account. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 and verses 5 and 6, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." The Bible speaks about God's riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ, God's riches at Christ's expense. And therefore, whenever a person becomes a Christian and they recognize, I'm a sinner, I need somebody to deal with my sin, and I'm asking the Lord to take my sin and to cleanse it and to purge it away, he does much more than that. He justifies us, he forgives all of our sins, and he also declares us or counts us as righteous. Because of the righteousness of Christ that is imputed to us and put in our account. And therefore, a born-again Christian, a child of God, can come to God in faith, can come to God in prayer, and pray knowing that all of the righteousness of Christ has been put in our account, and we have something to draw on, and we can take the promises of God back to God in prayer and have an assurance that God hears us and God answers us. I wonder today, do you have that assurance? Can you come to God in prayer and know that God is able to answer you? Or are you spiritually bankrupt? Come to Christ today, and the Bible says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. I'm wealthy today in a spiritual sense because I've got credit in heaven that I did not earn but was put in my account by one who was worthy and one who was willing to be my Saviour. God bless you, and we'll see you again very soon.